going on, guys? Welcome to the ASMR challenge today.
Why? Every single time do you do this?
We're going to be whispering things softly, gingerly. Thank you.
I fucking hate you.
You're listening to Z Talks with your host, Z.
I must say, I haven't created a podcast in a little while, mainly due to the fact that I'm a piece of shit and I'm tired, and I don't really want to do it, even though, like, I kind of like doing it, but, like, yeah, just really tired, I'm done making excuses. The last podcast Ben and I made,
We're going to hell?
We're going to hell part two.
Part two got deleted, though.
Yeah, part two did not save, the file was corrupted, so, had a whole, like, spiel. It was really good. We were playing Tetris at the time, so everything was just flowing.
It was a good time, but we're back for the holidays, bringing you a special holiday edition of We're Going to Hell, Christmas edition.
Let me tell you guys a fun fucking fact. Rudolph is a complete fallacy, and here's fucking why. So in the song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it says, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has a very shiny nose.
Can you sing it, though?
No, I can't. I'm not very good at singing. So, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, right?
I suppose.
Right? It rhymed. So, after that, it's like, yeah, on then one foggy Christmas Eve, okay, so if it's shiny, that means it reflects light, it doesn't emit it, rendering him useless in a fucking fog. Absolutely useless, therefore Santa isn't real. Fuck all you kids.
Yeah, the thing about that is you ruin everything. And
you ruin Christmas.
Way to go, son. You ruined Christmas.
I really am a Scrooge.
Yeah, that's what my dad used to say to me.
Your dad used to say that to you? No. You ruined Christmas.
Way to go, son. You ruined Christmas. Oh, dad.
R.I.P.
What a goddamn. What?
Wish I had one.
Yeah. But I went to the grocery store.
My dad went to the grocery store. He never came back. It was pretty fucked up.
My dad's been at the grocery store for how many years is it now? 17?
Must be a pretty big grocery store. He probably got lost somewhere.
Yeah.
Still trying to find his way out of aisles.
My dad showed up last week after 17 years. Said, hey, Walmart ain't no joke this time of year.
But on the plus side, he had a shit ton of groceries.
Yeah, he brought back all the essentials.
Yeah, like toothpaste.
Deodorant.
Pitchforks.
Knives.
A decapitated homeless person.
Yeah, no. Dads.
Dads.
You know who else is a dad? Father Christmas, Santa Claus.
Did you know that they're, I don't know what remake it is, but they're doing a Christmas thing or Christmas special where Santa is black and gay.
That's the only Santa I know. I don't know what you're watching.
I want to know is how Mrs. Claus found out, like what her reaction was. Like, I want like a sideshow.
I assume she knew he was black. That's just a
gay. I'm talking about gay. I assume she knew that he was in fact black, but no, I'm talking about gay. Like, I mean, the dude is apparently eternal.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shock being like after like eternity and a year and a half.
They spend eternity together and he goes, listen.
And he's like, listen, babe, I like dick. I don't know what else to tell you. I like penis. It's kind of like, damn, Father Christmas, are you giving gifts or are you taking them? Gay boy.
Damn. I have a thing for you. I want to know your opinion on it. There is apparently a select amount of people, apparently it's the first year I've heard it, a select amount of people are pushing for a female or gender neutral Santa Claus. Thoughts?
I think people are fucking snowflakes.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Okay, I hear, like, a lot of people talking about, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and like how it like enables bullying. I'm like, dude, the guy
enables bullying.
Yeah, because he was made fun of by his dad and his peers.
Cry about it. I was made fun of by my dad. And I just
cry about it. I was made fun of growing up, and I have low self-esteem because of it. No, but like, I'm just like, dude, who the fuck are these? Like, I already can tell who these people are. They're the people who you see with like the short colored hair, probably purple. Maybe pink.
Blue.
Blue is a big one. You know, wearing like a weird ass dress, a little bit overweight, has like a nose piercing and glasses. That's what I envision when I think of people who are gender, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what to call them.
It's the ones that are just pushing for things that don't need to be pushed for. There's real problems like genital mutilation of girls in Africa. There's bigger feminist issues need to be worked on.
There was a slave trade in fucking Nigeria.
And Libya.
In like the past, in the past like 2 months, I think, it was like a huge case. And like people are talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer enables bullying. Like, shut up, Kathy, you fucking bitch. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
You know what else enables bullying? To a certain degree, slavery. And
to a certain degree, slavery. only like to a certain degree, though.
And I mean, that's a huge problem, I'll say.
Mm.
All right, what else?
I would agree. Aloe juice?
Christmas?
Aloe juice.
Probably not.
The great Christmas gift, by the way.
Get your loved ones aloe juice.
It's really good. Get it with pulp. Without pulp, it just kind of tastes like very sweet water. You don't really want that. You kind of want the pulp, you know?
I guess. Just crack open the plant and just drink that.
Just crack open the plant.
Raw
just eat the plant.
Eat it all.
Eat the aloe.
All I eat is plants.
Vegans. Kathy, 2018. All I eat is plants.
All I eat is
plants. And Rudolph enables bullying.
But I can't eat the plants anymore because they hurt the plants. I just realized the plants are alive too.
Oh my god. You know what's underrated? Oxygen.
We do need it to breathe.
We do.
What?
We do need it to breathe. You know, who shouldn't need it to breathe though? Kathy and the other activists.
Kathy.
Like I'm just saying, they're probably taking oxygen that I need someday.
I mean, yeah.
They're honestly oxygen thieves.
And we're going to Hell Part 1, we may have discussed the Mars program.
Let's recap on the Mars program if you have not listened to We're Going to Hell Part 1. So the Mars program was essentially for all vegetables, who we deem vegetables, to go to Mars and see if they can survive.
Anyway, the shipping Mars program, the in my eyes, is shipping off people who just wastes of space. I mean, people who think that, like, I don't know, the people that think Africa's a country, or like, you know those people, just dumbass people.
People think that Africa's a fucking country, I don't know. People that think that Rudolph is enabling bullying, people who think that a black gay Santa will solve all of our problems here in the first world.
I mean, I like black gay Santa, I don't know.
I'm not saying I have anything against black gay Santa, but I have no problem with straight white Santa either, because that's what he was depicted as throughout history.
True. Another thing about history, the patriarchy. Let's debate.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying, like, the sun and where's the North Pole? The Arctic? Arctic is up top, Antarctica is on bottom, right?
Correct.
So he'd be in the Arctic, right? They yes. see 6 months of sun and then 6 months of no sun.
Yes.
I mean, I could see Santa getting a really mad tan.
Hella tan.
But, like, that 6 months, this guy's turning albino in those other 6 months. You know what I mean? Unless he's got some, like, suntan things in his little, you know, North Pole factory.
You know what, though? Inuit people are pretty dark. I never understood that. You know what I mean? Like, Norwegian people far north, they went pretty white.
Yeah.
But Inuit people, even farther north.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those dark-skinned people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That one I don't get. I don't understand the science.
There's a lot of things I don't get. A lot of things I don't get.
I don't know anything.
I
should go to Mars.
I should honestly probably be a candidate for Mars, to be completely honest with you.
When the Mars program backfires.
When the Mars
program. And we go to Mars.
when we're the only two candidates to actually go on our program to Mars.
Elon Musk will come.
Yeah. But I mean, like, that would kind of defeat the purpose of our Mars program.
If Elon Musk could save us. Do you know what that Elon Musk said? That he said something like, I read, he's like, there's a 1,000,000,000%, there's like a 1 in a 1,000,000,000% chance that we're not living in a simulation. He's like, he's like 100% sure.
That we're not living in a simulation?
That we are living in a simulation.
Oh, that we are? Oh, wow.
He's like, it's a 1 in a 1,000,000,000 that this isn't a simulation.
Okay, what does he have to back it?
He's Elon Musk.
Okay, but just because he has a fucking name, Elongated Muskrat doesn't give him leeway on like what is real and what's not, you know?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. He doesn't actually know anything. Does he?
No, he really doesn't. I mean, it's...
Elon, elongated, my man. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
Elon, I wanted to call you elongated, but I went with Elon, and I just kind of fucked up the two, so I'm just going to call you Elong. Elong, if you're listening, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Is this the police? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, Kung Fury.
Fuck you, Kung Fury.
Hmm.
So, welcome to ASMR again, guys. This is reading lines from Kung Fury.
Oh, God. You gotta stop with that ASMR. Last time, like, people actually told me that it scared the fuck out of them.
Well, Hitler's voice, ASMR style, will scare you so much more.
Alright, I'm just saying, Hitler is a piece of shit.
Oh, well, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to welcome you all to Germany. It's very nice here. I mean, we both are red, so that's cool.
Dude, one of my roommate, we were at a party, and he literally said, when he was absolutely blackout drunk, he's like, this is going to upset a lot of Jewish people.
Oh, man, I don't know.
He's like,
oh, man.
He says, I'm leaving these girls breathless like it's 1943. Or no, it was, I'm leaving these girls gasping for air like it's 1943. I'm like, oh, dude.
In a German accent?
Yeah, in the German accent. I'm like, oh, man. My Russian roommate, like, he's like super homophobic just because of, like, Russia. Obviously. And, like, I swear to God, like, he got called gay. He's like, it's not funny, bro. it's not funny. I'm not gay.
This is very much not funny. In Soviet Russia, gay are you.
He's like, I get killed if I gay. In his thick Russian accent. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. My roommates are something. They're something else.
Fuck, university in the States sounds like something.
It honestly is. It's a culture shock. It's pretty cool that, like, I can, like, spend $10 and get, like, 6 tall boys, though. That's pretty cool.
America.
Yeah, America. Pew, pew, America.
Pew, pew. $10 gets you a 6-pack and a fucking AR.
AR-15. Yeah. That's just crazy, dude. I can't believe that, like, actually happens in the States. How people just, like...
grab a gun from Walmart.
Yeah, have a gun from Walmart. Yeah. It's like, dude, I go to Walmart and I try to purchase a fucking spoon and they're like, let me see your ID. I'm like, fuck.
You got ID'd at Walmart for a spoon?
Yeah, I did.
Fuck, that's why my dad's taking so long.
It was a pretty big spoon.
Zing, callback.
But I will say this. If there's ever a zombie apocalypse, I think I will be set in America. Ooh. To come to Canada.
This is a fun one.
Okay.
How would you escape... Like, I feel like they'd shut down the border
right away. I feel like if I just kind of, like, threw my passport over, like, the border, and, like, somebody saw it, they'd be like, this guy's Canadian, get this guy over, and I'm bringing back, like, ARs and shit like that. They're like, love this guy.
What guy are you, like, who do you think you are that you're just going to rip a passport across the border? What border?
I'm going to say the Windsor border, so the Ambassador Bridge. Might go to the Peace Bridge to Sarnia, where, like, people are weird.
The Peace Bridge in Blue Water?
Yeah. I might do that, because people are weird there.
I don't know if you can even throw it that far.
I mean, are you doubting my athletic capabilities?
Well, I am the best athlete in the room, by
far. You weren't even enrolled in organized sports as a kid. Talk about, like, never getting a good Christmas gift. Like, hey, son, we signed you up for Timbits Hockey. You never got that. You got, like, hey, son, here's a Timbits hockey mug. drink coffee out of it while you watch from the stands, you fucking loser.
Damn. I'll have you know I played House League soccer for at least 2 years.
Shit, boy. I at least played 2 years of House League soccer.
I actually think I probably played at least 5 years of House League soccer, and I can confidently say I never scored a goal.
I can confidently say that I actually didn't get any playing time. We didn't have any subs, but I didn't play. They just told me to show up with, like, you know.
Show up with the gear, sit in the field.
Sit in the field.
For some reason, I was the snack guy every time.
I always brought cantaloupe.
I don't know.
And honeydew. It's crazy. Anyway, zombie apocalypse. All right, my plan. So, in the state, okay, so if this shit happens and I'm in the States, I'm down in St. Louis, I'm like, shit, dude, this shit is heavily populated. I gotta go somewhere where it's not heavily populated. So, what I'm thinking is I go over to Erie.
Erie.
Erie, right? And then I get, like, I rent a boat, right? And I get as much shit as I can on said boat.
Now, the boat rental place that's open during the apocalypse.
Listen, okay, well, okay, I feel like it's anything goes in a zombie apocalypse. I feel like I could just fucking steal the boat and nobody would give a shit.
Right.
So I'm taking a boat.
And nobody's stolen the... There's just going to be a boat
readily available. There's going to be a boat readily available. And if not, maybe I have to murder somebody.
All right, well...
I'm just trying to get back over to my cottage and be like, hey, come pick me up from my cottage. So that way, at least I'm in Canada, right? So
it's a far boat ride.
I know it is, but, you know... If I can't get over the border because some Canadian guys are like, nah, dude, sorry, we don't fuck with you anymore. Like, you could be infected. I'd be like, well, shit, whole world's going to shit, and you're going to tell me that I can't come in to my home?
Steal a boat.
Yeah, got to steal a boat. So I steal a boat. I'm heavily loaded. I got some AR-15s, some handguns, maybe a machete, maybe a samurai sword. Could like to be like Michelle from fucking...
Now, about the acquisition of all of these items that are not in your dorm.
Yeah, I gotta go to Walmart.
True, States Walmart has all
of that. Yeah, States Walmart has all of that. So, going there. Fuck, I'll probably just try and take a pack of water if anybody tries to pull up on me and be like, nah, dude, this is the last case of water. I'm probably gonna pull out the AR-15 that I picked up like 10 minutes ago and be like,
pop.
Yeah, dude, get the fuck out of my face. Maybe pop him in a kneecap and then we'll walk away. I mean, that's kind of like... It's kind of a cruel way to kill somebody, though, because you pop them in the kneecap, you can't really go anywhere.
They can't really go anywhere.
Yeah, and then the zombies are going
to
be like...
That's probably the worst way to go.
Yeah, that'd be pretty mean. I don't know, maybe I'll just, like, shoot him in the foot. That way, at least he can walk.
He can't really
walk. If I shoot him in the kneecap, then, he actually can't fucking move.
But if I shoot him in the foot, he still can't walk.
Yeah, he can. He can hop on one foot.
Yeah.
If you're, like, adrenaline running through your body, you're going to be like, yeah, dude, I can fucking run through walls. Like, if I shoot out your knee, you're like, shit, dude, like, I feel like Tiny Tim right now.
Christmas throwback.
I can't do nothing. I'm like Tiny Tim right
Christmas
now.
Christmas edition.
So, I get the boat. I get the guns. I go across Lake Erie. I get to my cottage. If any motherfuckers there, I'm popping them. I'm talking about zombies. I'm not talking just about, like, random humans. Like, I'm not talking about my neighbor, Bob. That guy's a nice guy. I won't pop him.
If Bob and Jane are just having lunch on the patio,
I'm going to be like, hey, Bob, Jane, you got some food for me? No, I'm going to be... They got a nice bar. You've been there. You've seen it.
Bob and Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby's bar on the beach. Bobby's beach bar.
It's a nice beach. Not with the zombies, but...
Not with the zombies. I mean, but like, you know, we can pick up some nice booze.
Where's the final destination, though? Because I'm going to Manitoulin.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm going with you. You need to like postpone like your trip like 2 days.
You need to like chill.
You need to
wait.
Yeah, you need to relax and survive for 2 days in London. Like stack up as much as you can.
I can do that.
So I'm coming back with a boat.
I'll have to collect everybody we need.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't think your little dinky Prius out there is gonna help us.
Alright, I don't know why you put out that impression.
Fucking big ass tampon on wheels.
Alright, for the record, I don't have a car, which isn't better, but
what do you have?
I don't have one.
Okay, what car are you driving right now?
Subaru Forester. That fits people.
It fits people. Not a lot of people, but it fits people. So, basically, you come pick me up from my cottage across at Lake Erie. Right? Get the guns. Probably get some Utterly Cool's ice cream on the way out.
You bring a lot of guns from Walmart. That way we have guns.
Yeah, exactly.
I get the ice cream.
Yeah.
And we tradesies.
Yeah, tradesies.
Game plan.
So, game plan. Then so, you come over. you pick me up, we go up north. They're like, we go back to London so I can pick up the truck from my house.
We need a convoy. We need a couple cars.
We should probably just hijack a 4 or an 18-wheeler. Yeah.
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 We could load that shit up. I mean, yeah. We hit no frills on the way.
I mean, that shit runs on diesel. We could go all night. I mean, hey.
Hey.
Gas is probably free, too, because people are...
But gas isn't free for long. We need to load up. Oh, dude, you got to load up gas tanks.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. So we get all the essentials. We get water, gas...
Batteries. Non-perishable food items.
Like, I'm talking, like, we go to the Great Canadian Superstore, we rob some shit.
I'm talking Kraft Dinner. I'm talking Kraft Dinner Spirals. I'm talking Alphagetti. All the essentials.
I'm talking CT Crunch.
Ooh, CT
Crunch. Yep, we got some CT Crunch.
And a Milky Way.
I'm going to be bummed if I don't get at least a bite of the Milky Way. So.
I want one Atheo t-shirt.
we get all of our shit. And then, boom, bada, boop, bop, pow, we go up north with all the essentials and guns. And then we go to Manitoulin Island, which is only accessible via the...
One bridge.
The bridge?
The ferry won't run.
The ferry, okay.
So it's one bridge, but they'll close down the bridge, so we're going to have to boat it.
Without what ferry? We bring the boat from Lake Erie.
That's why we need the 18-wheeler.
Which is why we need the 18-wheeler. Okay, so we go up there. We, like, we set up a fortress on Manitoulin Island. Basically, I feel like we should run an empire. Kind of like revert to old ways and start like murdering people if they start fucking around and doing some dumb shit. You know, probably like
throw them off. We need a thriving community. We bring our loved ones. What's the policy for letting people in otherwise?
Mm-hmm.
People seek refuge on the island. What if a huge boat shows up? Are we accepting refugees?
We are not accepting refugees.
We are refugees.
Yeah, but we were like, think of it this way. When Christopher Columbus came,
no. Worst example. When Christopher Columbus murdered a fucking nation.
No. When Christopher Columbus came and was like, "Oh, look at this plot of land, I discovered it," and then the natives were like, "Nah, dude, you're a fucking refugee," and then they had a big ass war. You know, it's kind of like he's not a refugee. We were there first, so we're not refugees. That's so what I'm saying.
We're the natives.
We are the natives.
They're the bad guys.
They're the ones that are snooping around. Yeah, we don't fuck with no Christopher Columbus, white European boys. We don't fuck with no fucking Euros. Dude, imagine Europe in a zombie apocalypse, dude. Everybody's fucked.
Every single person.
Dude, Canada, we have it kind of set for a zombie apocalypse.
Sparse areas.
I feel like Brazil might get fucked really hard. Yeah. Don't ask. I don't know why. I just think Brazil in general is
all
just going to get
fucked. South America's done. Everyone on the equator, those are all heavily populated places, densely populated places. They're done.
Mexico is going to think they're doing fine, and then they're going to get sandwiched between U.S. because of the population and then fucking South America. And it's just going to be like...
How are those islands going to... No, you don't want to be on an island that small.
No, you don't. We should go to the Galapagos.
Why, though?
I like the finches. Is that what it's called?
The pigeons? Manitoulin's a good island because it's north. No one wants to go to a northern island.
But everybody wants to go to the Galapagos. That's why we should go.
No, because then everyone will be there.
But they got tortoises.
Someone's going to... Oh, but they got them old tortoises.
They got them old tortoises. Imagine a zombie tortoise.
Can zombies infect animals?
Dude, if that's the case... Yeah, because if you think about... Do you remember the movie I Am Legend?
I don't want to.
Yeah, dude. Poor Sam.
Poor guy.
That poor dog, man. That hurts me. I look at my dog right now. He's just looking at me. I'm just like, dude, if you died in a zombie apocalypse, I'd be so upset. I don't know if I'd be able to like put him down.
No, he's got to come with us.
I know. My boy's got to come with us. He'll be a hunting dog. But, like, he'll be, like, trying to play at, like, the most inopportune times. Like, there will be, like, a siege of zombies trying to, like, swim across. And Luke would be like, and, like, he'll be like, and doing that, like, little thing that he, like, likes to do.
He can, like, warn us, though. Dogs have that sense. Ooh. Yeah.
But he might make too much noise. And okay, what kind of zombies are we talking about here? Are we talking about, like...
No, these are going to be tough ones.
Like, we're talking about, like World War Z. Kind of, like, they, like... They literally just made a, like, chain ladder of themselves and climbed up, like, a 30-foot wall, 50-foot wall.
I don't think they're that smart.
Okay, they're not that smart?
But they're athletic. They can run.
So we're talking about, like, Usain Bolts.
Not that. Hopefully not that. I'm not that fast.
Fuck, dude. We're going to be fucked if they're all Usain Bolt.
Dude, I told you I didn't play very well in host league soccer. I can't run that fast.
I can't run that fast. So, they're smarter zombies, but, like, not the smartest.
No. They're like, we could pick them off with the ARs from the top of our fortress.
Okay. And then, basically, we survive. We don't really... We should get, like, somebody smart. Like, we should, like, try and reach out to Elon Musk and be like, hey, dude.
No, Musk isn't going to want to hear from us after...
You don't think so?
We disrespected him.
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe we shouldn't reach out to Elon Musk, but we should reach out to a scientist that's, like, very, like, we should reach out to, oh, I was going to say Stephen Hawking.
But, rip.
That boy dead as fuck.
That boy dead.
Yeah, he's probably wheeling around in heaven right now. Mm. With a 3D automated voice.
I am Stephen.
Who else is smart? That didn't just recently pass away.
I think I'm pretty smart.
Okay, yeah, but are you gonna find out the cure for zombies?
Oh, is that what we're looking for?
Yeah, dude.
Nah, can't do that one.
Yeah, dude, I flunked out of grade 9 chemistry, bro. I'm not very good.
The thing about any type of science at all is just...
I'm gonna look at a textbook, it's gonna be isotopes, and I'm gonna think I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm Einstein. I know what I got going on here.
Yeah, so that's not happening. Is it sad that we can't name a scientist?
Yeah.
Do you know that Bill Nye only has, like, a Bachelor of Engineering or something?
I mean, Bachelor of Engineering is still pretty smart.
I figured he was, like, a PhD neuroscientist or something.
We should get Tyson Neil deGrasse. That's who we should get. That boy's smart.
Isn't he problematic?
Yeah, but, like, everybody will be problematic in a zombie apocalypse. We're the ones with guns. He just has a brain.
We're not giving him the guns.
We're not giving him the guns. We ain't giving him, letting him fight. Anyways, zombie apocalypse, I feel like we would survive pretty well.
We would absolutely survive. Us and our clan.
Our clan.
We bring our people.
We bring our people, the natives. We don't like white people, even though we're both white, sort of. And we would be fucked in an alien apocalypse, dude.
No, that's not even something you want to... Because here's something that blows my mind. Throwback to the Christopher Columbus thing. One day, the natives were living their life completely normal.
Yeah.
And Columbus just showed up and ruined everything.
Yeah.
One day, any day, aliens could just show up just like the same. They could just pop up and be like, hey, we're gonna...
We need your water. Like, right? Yeah, we're out of water, dude. I'm sorry.
Dude, Nebula 5, out of water completely. We're taking all the water on this planet.
Dude, Milky Way? No more milk. We need that milk, boy.
I'm going to be bummed if I don't get at least a bite of Milky Way.
Yeah, so aliens coming in. I feel like if we really get, like, attacked... What do you think aliens are like?
I mean, they could be nice. And then there's the debate. Are they already living among us?
Yeah, probably.
The U.S. government's got to know.
Dude, I feel like the government's just a bunch of scumbags. I hope you're listening. You are probably listening.
They are listening. You are listening. Don't worry, they're listening.
Listen, hey, Paul in Cubicle 54, suck a bag of dicks.
FBI has left the chat.
FBI has. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Door kicks down. Fuck. You know, we would be cucked. That's all right. Zombie apocalypse. Shit happens.
So I watched this movie recently, like a few days ago, called The Bird Box. Do you ever see it on Netflix?
No.
It's brand new with, like, Sandra Bullock.
No.
It's like a world apocalypse type movie, but it's unique because it's paranormal.
Oh, shit.
It's
like
a world apocalypse, but so it's this unseen force that makes you... It just pops up, and the only person that can see it is you. So it happens to every individual person. And if you look at it, it shows you, like, your worst nightmares, basically, and makes you, like, kill yourself. So you basically have to be blind. You have to blindfold yourself. If you look, it's in front of you, and you kill yourself if you see.
What?
Yeah, it's
intense. So looking at it is so bad that you want to kill yourself.
Yeah, you look at it, and
damn,
it instantly...
Damn, mirror's been fucking me up for years, bro. Damn, bro, how are they going to show me a mirror in front of my face?
You instantly kill yourself. It was a crazy movie. Yeah, I watched it the other day with Yasmina. Shout out, Yasmina. Fucking love you.
Love you, bitch. Oh, my God. I ain't never going to stop loving you. Bitch.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, he on X game mode.
Yeah, we watched it and we were both like thoroughly shook. It was fucking insane.
Dude. Sounds horrible.
It was pretty good.
I mean, I'm thinking of the situation. I'm not talking about the movie. Oh. I'm sure the movie was great. I'm talking about the situation.
No, it was crazy. So they had to be like blindfolded the whole time, and then you know, it couldn't get indoors. If you like, so you would just stay inside and close the blinds, but you got to go out for food runs and stuff, and so they'd have like rope systems to like find their way back and all this stuff. It was intense. That was a crazy one. Imagine did you see A Quiet Place?
A Quiet Place? Is that the one with
John Krasinski?
Yeah, dude, that movie was pretty good. I liked it.
It was kind of the same concept, except that instead of being quiet, you were blind.
Except you weren't allowed to speak. Except for being mute, you had to be blind.
Yeah, it's more or less the same concept.
Next one's gonna be like you're not allowed to hear because like their voice is just like gonna reach such a high pitch that we just die.
You just have to be ear. That's not the worst thing ever. Everyone just learns sign language and carries on.
Yeah, but like the thing is, I'm talking about like your hearing. So like
there's
like
you can't smell.
You're not allowed to smell. You die. Fuck.
The hardest one would be taste, because everyone would just starve to death.
No. Would it?
If you can't taste anything, you can't eat anything.
I guess so.
Fuck.
Fuck. Let's pray that a poltergeist full of, like, taste buds doesn't fuck us up. I don't know.
Everyone would have to cut off their tongues.
Shit, dude. That still doesn't, like... How do we eat, though?
You just don't have a tongue.
Fuck.
I don't want that.
I feel like... Are taste buds just solely on your tongue?
Yeah.
Really?
Where else would they be?
I don't know. Like, maybe you have, like, one, like... Just, like, one, like, on your cheek or something. Just one.
You think you're safe by cutting off your tongue? You grab a little slice of pizza and you're like, pepperoni?
Pepper... Yeah, dude, maybe you have, like, a little... Maybe you were born with, like, a defect, and you're, like, you have, like, a taste bud on, like, the side of your cheeks rather than your tongue.
I mean, then you're maybe the first to go.
Dude, that'd be so weird. Like, imagine, like, a very, like, a smooth tongue. It's, like, smooth as shit.
Imagine having taste buds on your fingertips. So gross.
Damn, dude.
Think of tasting everything you touch.
I just felt the table, but I didn't taste anything. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That would be like, what if you heard that, like, in the middle of the night? Just, my hand is too sweaty.
Your hand's so sweaty.
My hand is so sweaty that it's
dragging on the table.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that. Imagine if you heard that at, like, late night, but then, like, you open up your eyes and you realize it's the episode of SpongeBob with the squeaky boots. That'd be funny.
You think it's a ghost, and it kind of is, but it's just Smitty Werben Yeagerman Jensen. He was Schmitty number one.
Smitty Werben Yeagerman Jensen. He was number one. Dude. Fuck.
Dude.
If anybody's going to hell, might be us.
Are we going to hell? Yeah.
This wasn't. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, we talked about a decapitated homeless man.
When?
With your dad.
Oh, the one Yeah.
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 We might be going to hell.
It wasn't the worst. Here, this is the first segment of We're Going to Purgatory, maybe. We'll see.
We're going to Purgatory, maybe. But I feel like there's, like, layers of hell that, like, we could, like, reach. All right, dude, whatever. Just come in here and start, like, making noise with... Ow. Start making noise with the podcast, you crazy bastard.
Ben, Loki, and Dr. X go to Purgatory.
That's cool. We can say my name.
Oh, do they know it now?
No, but, like, I don't really give shit anymore.
Wow. Dr. X.
Anyways, I feel like there are layers to hell. Like, there's, like, I feel like the first layer is, like, for the people who, like, did, like, petty crimes, like, I don't know, like, keyed a car.
I don't know, dude. Here's the thing about hell. If you listen to the Bible, Jesus went for 3 days.
Jesus flipped the table because he was upset with people selling it in the house of God.
He got cheesed once, but he's the Son of God spent 3 days in hell.
Yeah, dude, I feel like I'm spending a pretty decent
amount of time. We're going for a nice amount of time.
Dude, imagine if, like, this, like the seven deadly sins were actually, like, real. I'm not talking about the anime, which is a dope anime. You guys should watch it, by the way. It's on Netflix. But, like, imagine if, like, all of, like, our greed and gluttony, like, the fact that I just ate, like, a 5-pound steak is gonna be a reason why I go to hell. Not dumb that shit is.
That would be really sad.
I'm gonna go to hell. Yeah, here's a list. Here's a list of things that you've eaten. Most recently you ate a 5-pound steak. Yeah, that was the sin of gluttony. So you're gonna be in here for at least 3 extra months for that. That's
3 extra months for the steak. Ironically enough, it's also what stopped your heart and did you in. So
really, you're really fucking yourself when you're eating a 5-pound steak is what we're getting at. But like, not really. It tastes really good.
Oh, it was bomb. That was good stuff.
But like, I think it's like stupid.
If you eat your veggies, does it even out?
No.
No, you still crushed
a
steak.
Yeah, dude, you still crushed like a steak that was like bigger than my face.
It was fucking bomb.
It was pretty bomb. Anyways, guys.
Yeah, thanks for
joining us, I guess. I'm honestly not even going to edit this because I just don't want to. So this is going to be like absolutely uncut, noises and all. I'm going to edit it like slightly, make it sound better, but like
I'm not going to edit this at all. This is the most raw, uncut footage that I'm gonna edit a little bit.
No.
And then that's it.
I mean, I'm editing it in a sense that I'm gonna make it sound better. I'm gonna throw some effects on. But yeah, I'm not cutting this. So like, hope you guys enjoyed listening to us for like 40 minutes of just like talking about stupid shit.
Yeah, all four of you.
Actually,
how many viewers were you hitting? Like, we got a
bunch.
On
average? Yeah. On average, like for all my pods, like you anywhere between like 30 to like 35 is the average.
That's listener. Good. That's yeah. Actually good shit.
I know.
Thank you all for coming out to the holiday edition. I mean,
Rudolph is a fallacy still. Don't ever forget it. Santa's currently black and gay.
Josh ruins Christmas and
my dad walked out on me. Came back with a homeless man's severed head.
Twice actually.
It's pretty fucked up to do it twice. Once is shame on you. Twice shame on me. All right, guys.
Shame on
you. Thank you to Unblue Music for intro and outro music, and see you in the next one. Later, guys. Are you going to say bye?
Yeah, I'll say bye. Goodbye, Yasmina. Goodbye, Chloe. And goodbye, all 31 other viewers. I love you, each and every one. Is it a Tiny Tim reference?
Oh, I got it. Nice.
2 Or hit him up on IG @Z_talks. This has been the Z Talks podcast. Follow, share, tell all your friends. And don't be afraid to be a goddamn lion.